This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hello, hello. Happy New Year again. I know we are into the new month, January of 2026, and many of you might have missed our first session on the 1st of January, but it is Happy New Year again. I think we're going to say that for a long time. It's still new, it's fresh. I'm sure you're still experiencing some excitement with the new things you've started. Amen, and welcome to Radio K Pulpit, and I'm your host, Annie, and this is She Excels, a program for every woman who knows she was created for more. Yeah, we call women higher to live with vision in this new year, amen, to walk in purpose, to build mastery, and to shine with excellence. You're going to shine. This is your year of excellence. That's what we declared last week. This is your year of excellence. At She Excels, you will discover God's blueprint for true success. Success by the book. We are committed to the Bible, the things that are written in the Bible. If it's not there, you can throw it out. And I know that this is your time. This is your year, and this is your call to live out what God has called you to. At She Excels, we are becoming the women God designed us to be. And again, I'm your host, Annie. Amen. I'm your host, Annie, and I'm so grateful to the Lord that you have tuned in today. And week after week, we're going to discover God's blueprint, and we're going to do our best to excel at it so that God receives all the glory. And it is an honor to be with you this new year to continue airing this show, to help you stay in alignment, to help you grow, and to help you know that your purpose is unique and God is interested in it. Today, we're going to be looking at the fact that the promised land is occupied, but it's still yours. The promises that God has for you this year, the new things, the new victories, new opportunities, has giants in them. It's occupied. But never mind, it's still yours. And we're going to unpack how to make sure the land God has given you, this year that God has given you, you still see victory despite all that busy enemy may be planning against you. His plans will fail. Stay tuned. You are listening to She Excels, and we are all about helping you start this year strong and see all the things that God has in store for you. You know, and there's something that the Lord laid on my heart that I should just share with you today, that the promised land is occupied, but it is still yours. I was reading, just spending time with the Lord, reading the word, and the Lord reminded me that when he makes promises to his children, that does not mean that they will not face giants, they will not face opposition, they will not face setbacks, but that should not make them feel that I'm not in it. I'm in it. I've not changed my mind about the promises I have for you this year. I've not changed my mind about the directions I have for you this year. But I want you to know that the land is occupied. And that came from the journey and the story of the Israelites who left Egypt. They left oppression, they left pain, slavery. And I'm sure when the Lord told them, oh, you're going to a promised land, like, oh, finally, finally, oh, it's going to be all roses. Things will be just amazing. Oh, you know, and it's like, oh my God, they met something else. First the wilderness for 40 years. And then when they finally got to the borders of getting into the land God promised, hold, there are big giants there. My goodness, is this a promise? You know, all the things you declared and you talked about when the year started, and you were like, oh my God, this is what God wants of my life. I smell the roses, and it's so beautiful, and the vision is so amazing. If we accomplish this, this is powerful. Then, wait a minute, roadblocks. I shared last week where they say research statistics shows that after 2 weeks, people abandon their goals. And maybe it's because certain things started happening. The land was occupied, you know, things were happening. And I want us to be real, you know, life happens. I've learned from my teenager that they say life is life. As old as I am, I think I love that statement because it's so true that things happen beyond and over and above what you expected. But that does not change that the land is still yours. So embrace that. So as we step into this new year, you know, many of us are holding on promises that God has whispered into our hearts, promises about our businesses, our ministry, our career, our finances, our families, our influence, our leadership, you name them. But one of the most shocking truths, as I've said, many of us will discover on the journey, you know, to destiny, that what? That a promised land is never empty. And I want you to be prepared before it happened. If it has not already started chewing its head, you know, it is always ready to be occupied. Even though it is not empty, it is ready to be occupied. And when you read Joshua from chapter 1 to chapter 6, you see how the Israelites are really fighting to take the land. Lord, fighting? I thought it was promised. Why should I fight? That is a reality. That's what happens. But that does not mean God did not say something. You know, when we read Joshua chapter 1:1-2, it says, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross Jordan River into the land I'm about to give them to the Israelites. I'll read from New Living Translation. It says, Moses, my servant, is dead. Verse 2, therefore, the time has come for you to lead this people, the Israelites, across the Jordan into the land I'm giving them. So God gave them the land. It's theirs, even though it was occupied. And if you read, you see that it was occupied, but God gave them. So Israel had a promise to them by God himself, a land flowing with milk and honey. But when they got there, there were giants, there were fortified cities, there were nations stronger and bigger and more established than them. And that is where many of us become discouraged. But God, if you promised it, why is it so hard? Why is the thing you told me to build resisting me? Why is the door you said is mine still closed? We assume that because it is God's will, the path will be smooth. But the Bible reveals a deeper truth. Purpose comes with opposition. Promise comes with process. Destiny comes with development. There is work to be done. You know, when God created man, you would have thought that he would like, oh, the trees will just be there. You will never have to work a day in your life. But he said, go and subdue the earth. Go and till the earth. Go and work. So work even happened before sin came into the world. So work is divine. Work is spiritual. You know, when Joshua had to go to fight, the Lord said he should go and fight. Moses had very little fighting to do. But Joshua, his whole mission was a war mission. There's work to do. There's fighting to have. Opposition will come. Because the devil hates what you carry. The devil hates the victory that is ahead. The devil hates the new opportunities. The devil hates the new relationships. The devil hates the new doors. The devil hates the new things, the people's lives who will be transformed. He doesn't want it. He will oppose. He even opposed Jesus. What more of you and I? He tempted Jesus to do contrary to what he came to do, you know, to obey his own commands and not what God is saying. Say, no, I will not turn the stone into bread. I will not. I will not jump from the cliff. I will not jump. I will not bow to you to get the world. I will not. So rest assured that Satan, the enemy, is coming after what that new wine that we talked about last time. So you need to know that there will be opposition. There will be. And so for this new year, I just want to give you some 4 instructions for taking the promised land, even though it is currently occupied. Don't allow the fact that it is occupied to distract you. Don't allow it to distract you. So I'm going to talk, first of all, the first one I want us to dwell on is that you should believe what God said. Even when it looks impossible, believe what God said. Go with me to Joshua chapter 1, verse 3. So this is God still speaking to Joshua. New International Version. I will give you every place where you set your foot as I promised Moses. What has God said? That is why your time with God this year, you have to go deeper with the Lord. That is your best anchor. That is a foundation that you must lean on or build on if giants have occupied the land that is still yours. That's what the Lord promised Joshua. He says, see, I have given you the land. Not I will give you the land. I have given it to you. He said here that I will give you every place. So it was already in the name of the, according to God, that land belonged to the Israelites. God has given you. I have given you this year. I have given you all the promises I gave to you. The first thing the woman of purpose must settle it in this year is what God has promised you is already yours, even if someone else is sitting on it, even if something else is sitting on it, even if your body is not able to go with you, even if things have happened. I just think of people who have had calamities happen to their lives, you know, happen to them, yet they continued. Johnny Erickson Tada, who dived into the pool and broke her neck, or I think it's in the sea. And today she's running a worldwide ministry, you know, Johnny and Friends, a woman who cannot feel from her neck down. What excuse do we have? There were giants in the land. The land was occupied, but it was still hers. You must believe. Your belief will become your fuel, your compass, your courage to keep going. So faith in God, that's why you must, what has God said? You must settle it. What has he said? Have you written it down? Have you read, the Lord told me this. There are scriptures that I stand on for my life's purpose. Every time I start wavering, I go back and I read them. I go back and I read them and I pray them out. And I walk up and down, praying in tongues, praying in words, praying anyhow, singing and worshiping and thanking God when what I'm facing is completely different from what is written there. But those scriptures become the anchor to tell me, stand again, walk again, take another step. So I want you to be prepared. Be prepared and know. Don't be surprised that there are giants in the land, that the land is occupied. And know what? What did God say? Believe him even when it looks impossible. We are on the Shexcel Show if you're just tuning in. And Happy New Year again. Yeah, I don't know how long I'm going to say this, but we are on a very, very important topic today. We're talking about the fact that there may be giants in the land, or the land that, or the year that God has sent you into, this new year may seem occupied by things you don't want. Things are not going the way you want it, but I just want to still assure you that it's still yours. The promises, the things God has told you, the vision you have, the dreams you're trying to pull off, I want you to know that there will be opposition, and there will be opposition, there will be setbacks, but that does not mean that God did not give the land to you. And we are drawing from the story of the Israelites who left slavery to the promised land, the land flowing with milk and honey. And they were surprised when they met other things there. People were living there. It was difficult. Many of them didn't even see the land because of unbelief. And we said we're going to talk about the different things that we need to put in place to help us, so that even though the land seems occupied or the land is occupied, we can take it. It's ours because God says it's ours. So I'm giving my dear listeners 4 instructions for taking the promised land and believing and knowing that it is yours. And we talked before our break, we spoke about the first one. The first one is that you need to believe what God said. Believe it. The Lord told Joshua, I'm giving you the land. And Joshua just had to stand on the word that God said, I'm giving you the land. Number one, believe it. Now I want to talk about number two. Number two is plan for the future you are called to occupy. Plan for this year. Plan, plan, plan. Have a plan. You fight fear with a plan. How do I go there? You have to do your research. How? What is the first step? What is the second step? What, you know, you need to have your goals and detailed action steps that get you to your destination, like the GPS. You put your destination. This is where I want to go. And now it maps out a route for you. And you now take the steps it is giving you. Turn left, turn right, go straight, you know, off ramp. and so on and so forth. If you follow that direction, you will get your destination, despite everything that is happening on the road, whether the siren is going on, the police is on the way, traffic cops are on the road, there was an accident. There are so many things that will happen on your way there, but as long as you keep following what the GPS is saying, you will get to your destination. So have a plan. Have a plan. Joshua didn't just walk randomly, you know. He sent spies, you know, he strategized, he understood the terrain, you know, he had to do his own little research, you know, timing and tactical advantage. There was just a lot that Joshua had to put on. He became a battle man. He left from being Moses' aide. And I just want you to just stop there. Joshua used to be Moses' aide, his servant, helping him, maybe washing his hands, washing his clothes, you know, taking words from Moses to the people. He was like a helper, you know. He wasn't leading the people. He was, his goal, his mission was making sure that the servant of God has everything they need to serve the people. Now Moses dies, and the Lord turns to Joshua and says, now you lead the people from leading one, from helping one man to be a leader of a nation. That was a big stretch. That was, are you telling me about the promised land? I mean, battles. Joshua was in Egypt. They were not fighting battles. They were slaves. They were just building stuff, you know, making things, chopping wood, carrying water, just doing everything that the Egyptians wanted them to do. They were not fighting battles. This is new. And they've been in the wilderness eating manna, you know, and quail. I mean, this is new terrain for Joshua. How am I going to navigate everything that is so new? This is a new year. Everything is new. I don't know what's new. I want you to take a pen and a paper and just list the news, the new things that you have, you already experienced. You're like, hey, I was not expecting this. I was not expecting that. Remember, we said you need a new wineskin in our last show, you know, on the first, you need a new wineskin for the new wine. So there's going to be a lot of new. Wait for it. Embrace it. And let that not distract you. Let that instead make you make prayers like, Lord, how can I grow? So you cannot step into a large promise of God with a vague plan. And I want you to ask yourself this question. What is the plan for the vision God gave me? So the first thing, believe what God said. So what did he say? Now I know what he said. Now what is the plan? What is the plan for the vision God gave me? What steps must I take to pull out to make sure this vision comes to pass? What systems must I set up to ensure that it is guaranteed that this will happen? Amen. What decisions must I make now to prepare me for where I'm going? Who are those who must go along with me? Who are those I must leave behind? Amen. Hallelujah. God himself, when he was deciding to get people into the promised land, he said, all those who complained, who did not believe, who saw the giants and they were scared, they are not entering the promised land. I'm going with Joshua, Caleb, and the young people who were born in the wilderness. God decided to leave some people back behind. They died. And he waited until they were all dead, those who came from Egypt, before they crossed. Some people will have to live your life. Some people will have, some places will have to live your life. Some words will have to live your life. Some thoughts will have to, for you to embrace the new, some old things must go. So what must go? Think about it. And you must plan to get those things out. What must I embrace? You must plan to bring those things in. So promise without planning will lead you to frustration. Should I go left? Should I go right? How? No, no, no. When you sit down and map out, like the Bible says in I think it's Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4. That one has just come to mind now. Let's read that from verse 25 or so. Proverbs 4:25. It says, Proverbs 4 from 25 says, let your eyes look directly forward and your gaze be straight before you. Ponder the path of your feet, then all your ways will be sure. Do not swerve to the right or to the left. Turn your foot away from evil. Keep your eyes straight before you. Do not, and then it's verse 25, verse 26, say, ponder your path, the path of your feet. So make straight paths for your feet. Make sure that the paths the steps you're taking, they are leading you to where you're going to. That's what planning is all about. The third thing that you must have in place to be able to still know that this land is yours, even if it's occupied, is that you need to develop into the woman who can occupy the land. Joshua had to become a battle man, a war man, a leader of people, not a leader, not a servant to Moses. He had to change. He had to become that person who was going to be able to pull, to carry the Israelites to their promised land. And this is the most overlooked part of your destiny. Many people don't see that there is change that must happen within me. When you change within, things will happen without. Amen. God said in Exodus 23 from 29 to 30, you can read it, but I'll paraphrase it and make it short. I will not drive them out in 1 year until you have increased enough to take possession of the land. If you go and read that whole passage, God was real, because the Israelites were few and it was the land was big. He says he will not drive out all the animals and all the people who are occupying the land in 1 year. He will do it slowly so that the land does not become empty and then wild animals come in. And, you know, see God, how God loves us. So it means that there is time that needs to be given for you to become until they increase. You are going to have to increase. So sometimes the land is ready, but the woman is not. She needs to increase. She needs some things that need to grow in you. Just like a child, you cannot give a child a knife, a baby a knife. The baby must grow to be somebody you can trust with a knife. You cannot give a baby a car to drive. They must grow to be a man or woman who can drive a car and has learned how to drive. There's some learnings that you need to do. There's some growth. So the promise is yours, but your capacity must grow. Your discipline must grow. Your mindset must grow. Your skills must grow. Your spiritual stamina must grow. Your leadership must grow. So I want you to ask yourself again this year, ask, who must I become to handle the promises? Think of Joshua as you ask. Think of David as you ask. Think of Solomon, who had to become a wise man to be able to handle the kingdom. Think of all those people. Think of the disciples who had to become disciples of Jesus to be able to be disciple makers for all of us today. What must I learn? What habits must I build? What habits must I break? So just like a child moves from grade 1 to grade 12 and growth is there so that they can handle what is in that sphere of life, just like a mountain climber takes one step at a time, just as a leader goes through experience, you too must develop into the woman who can sustain the land God is calling you to. Are you ready? This is a new year. It's a new beginning. I believe that the Lord is writing out your life. In a new page has been opened up. 2026 is blank. Write it. Write the story of your life. The one you want the world to remember. Those who have been called to be served by you. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to She Excels. And we are just encouraging ourselves. We do not want to give up on the goals God has set for us this year. The vision he has for us. Because we start realizing that there are blocks. There are roadblocks. There are difficulties. We want to know that this is normal. It's normal. It's normal for the land to be occupied, even though it's yours. That's what happened to the Israelites. You know, I'm sure if we were in their place, we would have complained like the others. But we want you to know that the challenges that you might be facing or have already faced or will face, it's normal. That does not mean you do not have the land. God has promised. Did God promise? We started sharing on a few things that you must know and embrace for you to be able to keep going even when the land seems to be occupied or the land is occupied. And I was giving you four instructions to take this year to help you believe that this promised land, this vision God has for me, this thing that is on my heart that is leaping and I can't wait but see it come to pass, that it is possible. Even though I'm facing challenges, even though life is life in, like the teenagers will say or the young people will say. So we talked about the first three, and now I just want to talk about the last one, the fourth one. So the first one was believe that God said that you have the land, that it's your land. Believe what God has said about you. The second thing we talk about is that put a plan in place. The next thing we talked about is development, stretching to become the woman who can occupy a land that already has people in it, which is hers. There's going to be work that has to be done. The land may be ready, even though it has occupants, but you are not. And you need to grow. And we listed a number of things that you need to address to grow, to become the person. Now, the fourth thing I want to talk about is that you just have to go ahead and execute. You have to just go ahead and execute. Don't stay on the vision lane. Many of us have stayed on the vision lane. Oh, God said, we have so many ideas. We're still living in the idea land, the dream land. And we are afraid to land and start executing because we are seeing that the land is already occupied. No, just go ahead and start doing something. Start executing. Start small. Move slow, but move. Whether you are running, whether you're crawling, whether you're, I don't know, whether you're walking, as long as you're making steps, you are making progress towards seeing that vision come to fruition. Yes, just move. You know, the story that comes to mind is David. When David was anointed king, he did not just become a king. He did not just become a king all of a sudden. What happened? He went back to take care of his father's sheep. Like, what changed? I'm still anointed. I'm anointed king, but I'm not. He was a young boy. And that's why the growth had to happen. He had to go through experiences, difficulties. I'm sure David was like, no way. I'm not sure. Samuel did not hear God. Well, I cannot be king. And I'm here going through all these difficulties. It's difficult. It's so hard. I'm on exile. Running away from the current king, and he wants to kill me, and if I die, so where is the kingdom? Yeah, but God had said it. He was anointed to be the king, and he had to start making little steps. Some of the little steps that David made is that the anointing of God upon him, it made him a better shepherd. When he came to tell Saul who he was and what he has been able to pull off as a shepherd, he said, I kill bears, I kill lions. I mean, who has that power to do that if you are not anointed by God to kill bears and lions? I mean, in those days, I'm sure now there are technologies to do things. But in those days, that could only have been God, the power of God upon him. Then he came to give food to his brothers and saw the Philistine giant. And he said, oh, let me try something. Small as he was, as inexperienced as he was as far as fighting people was concerned, he stepped forward and said, I'll do something. I'll do what I know how to do with the lions and the bears. This might not be a lion and a bear, but I'll just do something. We're talking about just move. Keep moving. Even when they gave him the armor, that Saul's armor, so that he could wear and wear the normal things that goes to go to battle wear. David said, I don't know how to use this. It's heavy. It's difficult. I'm not used to this, but I'm still going to fight this guy. You know, sometimes you are like, I don't have all the tools. I don't have, but what do I have? The one I have, I will still use it. Move, execute, do something. So that is how David trained himself to become a man of war. I was reading this morning how the Lord told him that, was it the Lord that told him? He was Saul. Saul made him, because of the success David had, Saul made him the commander of the men of war. This is somebody who had no training in fighting people. His brothers were enlisted in the army, but he wasn't. Now, because of the successes he had in other things that Saul saw him, Saul made him the commander of the men of war. Little by little. And you have to know, when you go, let's come back to the story of the Israelites. When the Israelites were faced with the giants, they didn't take the land in one day. They fought nation by nation, giant by giant, people by people. They fought. Small, small. Amen. Jericho fell after they marched 7 times around Jericho. Then they marched 7 times on that day when the walls fell down. The first match didn't do it. The second match didn't do it. The third match didn't do it. The fourth match didn't do it. Fifth match didn't do it. Sixth match didn't do it. Seventh match didn't do it. And now the next day, the day of the seventh day, they had to match seven times. Then things break. Then things broke. Things will break in your life when you persist and when you consistently do the small, the small, the small. Keep doing it. So I want to challenge you. This year, start that Bible study, even if it's just with one person. Train yourself to lead one person, to help one person know God. When you know, when you are able to train yourself to do that, you take what you have learned and multiply it. Let it explode, you know. Let it have a ripple effect, 10x it, 100x it, because of your one experience. Don't minimize small beginnings. That's what the word says. Do not minimize the days of little beginnings. So start that Bible study. Preach to that first person. Lay your hands on that person to be healed. Even if it's your first time, the Lord says, I've anointed you to heal. I've given you the ability. You have the gift. You must start. There's no way you will know when you don't start. There's no way you know what you need to learn when you don't start and see the gaps that are in your life. And that's how we get discouraged. And by the second week of the new year, we say, ah, that thing is not for me because there's so many people in the land, even though it's mine. Start the business with a business plan. Start that business with an idea. Just start. Do something. Write it down. You know, meet that first partner that will help you pull it off. Just start. Post your first content on whatever platform God wants you to post it. Do it. Do it scared. I've done that very scared. Very, very scared. Even today, I'm still very scared. But I just say, let it go out. Did I make an error? Of course I did. Have I learned from it? Of course I have. Would I do it again? I'm not sure. I'm not sure because I've learned. You know, we don't fail, we learn. That's one thing I've learned from many of the mentors that I have. I don't fail, I learn. So launch that small event. Learn that new skill. Apply for that promotion. Pitch that idea. Register the company. Do the little things that will keep moving the needle forward. Your giants fall when you take steps, not when you overthink or you stay back or you like, I can't, and give excuses. So purpose grows through obedience, one battle at a time, one step at a time. So as we have entered this new year, I want you to remember that the promised land is occupied. I'm sure you've already started noticing that, hey, I have to go through this hurdle. It's occupied, but it is still yours. God is committed to guiding you, to helping you, but you must be committed to growing. The obstacles are part of the training, and the giants are part of your testimony. You are going to tell a beautiful story because you stayed the course. This year may make you have to stretch yourself, but you need to believe that God said it. You need to plan. You need to develop. You need to execute. So these are the four things that we talked about. Amen. So you may rise to be that woman. That's what I want. Rise to be that woman who believes, who plans, who develops, who executes until she walks boldly into all God has promised her. Are you that woman? Dear listener, you know, I'm excited about this new year and I'm excited for you. And I'm excited for what we have in store for you at She Excels. You've been listening to She Excels and I'm your host, Annie. And today I've been just helping a woman to stay the course. Despite the fact that she's already sensing that the land, the year, has some hurdles, has some obstacles, some mountains and valleys and crooked paths to brace through, that should not scare you. That should not scare you. You need to believe, you need to plan, you know, you need to develop yourself and you need to execute. Just take those four things and run with them this year. Every time you face an obstacle that challenges you and you're like, am I sure? Believe. Every time you face an obstacle that like, how do I do it? You plan. Every time you face an obstacle that's like, oh my God, this is too difficult, you ask yourself, what should I learn? What should I develop? And every time you feel like, oh my God, this thing is big, one step at a time. That is my word for every woman who is excelling this year. We've declared that this year is our year of excelling. And what I really want to hear from you is, what have you gotten from me? How are you going to practically implement the things we talked about today so that you don't abandon your goals like others do in the second week? We are in the second week of January. It's the statistics that people let it go. You are not that woman. You are a new wine skin receiving new wine from the Lord. Amen. Believe what he has said about your life and go for it. The land is still yours. And I want you to stay tuned and stay connected to us. Amen. Radio pulpit, Radio K pulpit. And if you want to WhatsApp us, here is the line to WhatsApp: 081-729-1657. I'll repeat that line again. The WhatsApp number: 081-729-1657. Or you can reach us by email: info@capepulpit.co.za. And what I want to say as we wrap up is, as we begin this year, may you walk boldly into your promised land. Go and possess what God has prepared for you this year. Happy New Year once more, and see you next week. Go and excel. I'm your host, Ini Sone. See you next time.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.